G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We have got an absolute blockbuster coming your way tonight. The grand final replay of 2023. The Penrith Panthers and the Brisbane Broncos going head-to-head tonight from out there at Penrith. I personally cannot wait for this one. Grand final replays are always crackers. We are missing a couple of stars from this game. Obviously, the headline act, unfortunately missing from the Brisbane Broncos, is the great Adam Reynolds. Picked up an injury last week. We're not quite sure when we will see Adam Reynolds again. I think it'll be over the next few weeks, obviously. But a huge loss for the Brisbane Broncos going into this game. When you're going up against, you know, one of the best defensive sides, if not the best defensive side in this competition, you want your kicking game to be absolutely top shelf. Adam Reynolds is a huge, huge loss for the Brisbane Broncos. You guys don't need me to explain to you why. The other big losses, though, and this is where I think it'll be really interesting. When you talk about the best front row forwards in rugby league, I personally think the two best props in the NRL are missing from tonight. Obviously, you've got Payne Haas, the absolute stats machine. He has been the best front row forward in rugby league for quite some time. Payne Haas out for the Broncos really hurts them, but James Fisher-Harris out for the Penrith Panthers as well. We haven't really seen the Panthers over the last few years without Fish, realistically. So it is. I am very keen to see how this plays out for them over the next couple of weeks. As I said, Payne Haas, he's the guy with all the stats, all the incredible accolades, the Dally M front row forwards, all these unbelievable things we've never seen before. But at the end of the day, whilst he has been playing, he's never really been able to get over the top of James Fisher-Harris, who at the end of the day, he is the front rower that has won the last three premierships in a row. He has been the alpha in one of the best sides we have seen of all time. I think these two are the best front row forwards in rugby league, and it is devastating that both of these guys are out. I'm really keen to see the impact that both of these guys being out have on their sides. I'd actually love it if Adam Reynolds was playing for the Broncos to see maybe who has more impact on their side not being there, because I think automatically people would say Payne Haas, but I'll tell you what, I reckon Fish is going to be a massive out for the Penrith Panthers. So very keen to see how they go over the next couple of weeks. Obviously a few changes to these sides. It does see Matty Eisenhuth come in for the Penrith Panthers and Xavier Willison come in for the Brisbane Broncos. Let's go through the team list now though. 1-17 at fullback for the Penrith Panthers. We've got Casper the Friendly Ghost, Dylan Edwards. On the wings, Taruva and Brian To'o. In the centres, Isaac Tungo and Taylan May. Jerome Luai lines up in jersey 6. The Penrith Panthers co-captain Nathan Cleary of Broke the Broncos Heart fame in the grand final last year at 7. Moses Leota starts in the front row. They're going to need a big performance from him. And Lindsay Smith joins him in the front row wearing jersey 10. Mitch Kenny in the 9 jersey once again. Scotty Sorensen on the left edge, Liam Martin on the right edge, and Isaiah Yeo in jersey 13. There's been a number of stars that have lit it up so far this year, but personally, I think Isaiah Yeo's had the best start of the season out of anyone. He's been incredible. Dane Laurie coming off the bench in jersey 14. Very keen to see the impact that he has when Coach Ivan Cleary decides to utilise him. Matty Eisenhuth, Liam Henry and Luke Garner. So Matty Eisenhuth gets his opportunity, hoping that Liam Henry can pick up his minutes this week, and we'll see what he can do. As I said on Bloke and a Bar this week, I think he's a guy that in the future will receive a number of rep honours. I'm very, very high on Liam Henry. Their extended bench, Sonny Luke and Maverick Guy. You would have to think Maverick Guy getting closer and closer to a game this season, is NRL debut, I believe. For the Brisbane Broncos, we go through their 17 now. At fullback, the superstar Reece Walsh. He has scored in the first two games of the season. This will be a big test for him without Adam Reynolds. On the wings, Jesse Arthurs and Dean Mariner both have had fantastic starts to this season. Both are holding Corey Oates out of this side at the moment. In the centres, Katoni Staggs and Selwyn Cobbo. Cobbo absolutely lit it up last week. It was very, very impressive. Ezra Mam at 5'8 and Jock Madden in jersey 7. You don't see too many jocks getting around the NRL, and I think we should have more of them. A guy that can come in and do a job, he has shown it on many, many occasions, but he'd want to have big feet because they are pretty big shoes to fill, those of Adam Reynolds in a big game like this. In the front row, Corey Jensen and Fletcher Baker came up from the Sydney Roosters in the preseason, gets his opportunity to start in this game. I wouldn't be surprised if we do see a change here that potentially he comes off the bench and someone else starts, but we will see. Billy Walters in jersey 9, Brendan Piakura on the left edge, Jordan Pretty, Ricky on the right, and Paddy Carrigan in jersey 13. What a clash of the 13s we have got coming our way tonight. Pat Carrigan and Isaiah Yeo. For me, it is probably these two as the premier 13s in our competition. Cam Murray, Tohu Harris, these sort of guys, not far behind, but these two, they're probably my pick of the bunch. Absolutely love both of them. Coming off the bench in jersey 14, Tyson Smoothie, Kobe Hetherington, Marty Tapua, and Xavier Willison, who gets his first opportunity this year in my Supercoach side. On the bench for a lot of you guys, I assume as well. Very keen to see how Xavier Willison goes. Their extended bench, Tristan Saylor and Jaden Hunt. All right, this game tonight, I think the Penrith Panthers win at home. I'm not quite sure what the margin will be or whatever. It's a bit hard to tell with Fish, Payne Haas, Adam Reynolds out. I'm not quite sure what to expect from the Broncos. You know, without Adam Reynolds, it is a huge loss. But Jock Martin has shown on a number of occasions that he can come in and play really well. Without Payne Haas, though, it's a bit of a different look Broncos side. I do think, you know, you got to remember as well, you're taking out Payne Haas, but they're also without Tommy Flegler now as well. So we don't really know what this Broncos pack will look like without Payne Haas. They're missing a lot of punch there, but the Penrith Panthers there without Fisher Harris as well. So I'm not quite sure where this all lands, but I am expecting the Penrith Panthers to win this one. They are pretty short on Neds, $1.26. Very, very short there, but I think they will win. I think they get the job done. As far as any time try scorers in this game, if you watched about even yesterday with the Hollow Sport Boys, my bet for this game, my favourite, is Nathan Cleary. Now, when we tipped him off yesterday to you at $4.75. That was it yesterday around about midday. Payne Haas got ruled out about an hour or two later. He's actually been crunched into $3.75. So my $4.75, you got on that with me yesterday. Well done to you. Crunched into $3.75 now on Neds. Those prices are still subject to change. Would not be shocked to see Nath Cleary come in a little bit more. He's got a really good try-scoring record against the Brisbane Broncos, as we know. Scored a somewhat important try in the grand final, probably a top five most important try in NRL history when you look back at it, to win their third premiership in a row and the biggest comeback in rugby league grand final history. Pretty incredible stuff. Nathan Cleary, I still think at $3.75, that's very nice. Hopefully you got the $4.75 with me yesterday on Neds. I think there is value in this game for some other players though. Reece Walsh, he scored in the first two games. He's an absolute superstar. You know the Panthers are going to come after him, but you also know that Reece Walsh, he's not going to hide away from the fight. He's going to always go at it. $4.25 for one of the biggest superstars in our game. Everything that the Brisbane Broncos do in this game will be going through Reece Walsh. He'll be sniffing around the middle. If they just get a half break, he'll be pushing up through the guts, as I said. I think $4.25 is huge value for Reece Walsh, but I'm not really in the market of betting on outside backs to score against this Penrith Panthers side. We just know defensively they are simply too good. I think the Nathan Cleary play is my favourite here. The other one I don't mind in this game is Scotty Sorensen at $5.50. I think there's good value in Sorensen. He'd be my little smoky. But Nathan Cleary, $3.75. You can get him on Neds right now. $4.75, as we said yesterday. I really, really liked that yesterday. So fingers crossed, we can salute for the first time on about even this week. That would be lovely. But a cracking game coming your way tonight. I have got the Penny Panthers winning this one at home tonight. I just think the Brisbane Broncos, they're missing a little bit too much. And even if both sides are at full strength, I would still be tipping the Penrith Panthers in a tight one. Enjoy your Thursday night footy. It is going to be unreal. What a week we've got coming up. We've got grand final replay tonight. Roosters versus Rabbitohs tomorrow night, the oldest rivalry in rugby league. And then on Sunday afternoon, we've got Manly taking on Parramatta, another cracking rivalry in rugby league. In the midst of that, we're returning to Belmore Oval. We're returning to Leichhardt Oval honestly. Rugby League Nirvana this weekend. Cannot wait for it. Penny Panthers in a tight one tonight. Nathan Cleary to cross. You can get all of the odds mentioned in today's podcast at Ned. You can also follow along with the Rugby League Guru profile and join the Rugby League Guru group there to follow along with some bets. I'm hoping I'll actually hit some sometime this season. This weekend might just be the one, but I wouldn't hold your breath.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.